This episode of I Hate the Homies is brought to you by McDonald's. You know how you can smell when your food's about to be good, good? That's me every time I pull out the Mickey D's drive-thru with a McCrispy sandwich. I mean, we're talking about two buttered buns stacked with pickles and crispy, juicy, tender chicken. Come on, man. And when that crispy chicken and the crispy pickle come together between two buttered buns, yeah, all is good. And the funny thing is that I don't think I've ever made it home from the drive-thru without taking a bite of that freshly prepared McCrispy sandwich, because once I smell it, I gotta have it right there in the car. I guess the word is out on that. So go get yours today.
What up, ladies and gentlemen? We're back in the saddle for another episode, number 95 to be exact, of I Hate the Homies podcast. Rock Teezy is who I be.
It's your boy Griff, a.k.a. Mr. Go Blue, a.k.a. Jason the Jet Terry, a.k.a. 2,000,000,000,095. I'm going to go with some recents. I'm going to say Miles Garrett and Chris Jones. How about that? And I hate the homies.
And this is your boy Super Dave. I ain't going to say the word. Should we vet him on that? I said vet. Bet. I did say bet.
He happy because he said bet right.
And it's your boy Super Dave, but guess what?
We don't care.
All right, let's get right into this thing, man. Of course, we want to talk about you guys been up under a rock. You know, O.J. Simpson recently passed away, prostate cancer, and they're dealing with his estate planning. And so we want to touch on that at the beginning of this episode. Also, the WNBA draft went down, and we already knew who was going to be the top pick, Caitlin Clark. Right. But let's discuss the money that she's going to be making, not the endorsement stuff, just off the league itself.
Right.
Then we'll go through the top, probably 7 to 10 players that got drafted. You want to stop after 7? I mean, stop.
That's where was her name went.
Then we're going to get into women possibly coaching men as head coaches in the WNBA. Yes, the conversation is all has sport.
Women coaching men in the WNBA.
Yes, women coaching men in the NBA.
In the NBA.
Okay, in the NBA. Yes, yes. To get that, let's clean that up.
You got Caitlin Clark on your mind. Too good.
It's going down. Then, of course, NBA playoffs kind of officially kicks off with the play-in tournament. I personally like it. Griff don't like it. I don't know where Super Dave stands with that, but we're going to discuss that as well. And is Bronny James going to be drafted in the NBA, or is he going to go to another school and play another collegiate year of college basketball? All that coming up right now in I Hate the Homies podcast, episode 95. Let's get it popping.
You done messed up, A.A. Ron.
Yeah, huh? I've been geeking for this broadcast. Got me in my bag because all they do is talk a lot of trash. Wait until I see them face to face off of this podcast. What you got to say now? Check the facts. Don't have a wrong stat. Rock T, he a genius as a sport. Make Ricky smile, boy. Super Davey Holly come up short on like it's Cowboys. Always controversial. Griff call up plays. No rehearsal. Got me talking all in circles. I hate the homies. And Griff be laughing like it's funny. But they never bet no money. They my mans, but they throw me. Ah, I hate the homies.
All right, so, of course, O.J. Simpson, one of the greatest running backs of all time, passed away recently. Prostate cancer. Who, by the way, he was denying the whole time. Every time the press would ask him about it, and he was like, cancer? What cancer? What are you talking about? But I'm not mad at him. We want to keep that quiet. We want to keep that to himself. Everybody.
I just like to say prostate cancer is the number one cancer that they can cure. You just got to be okay with them running up in you real quick. But most black people die of prostate cancer because of that. Why you laugh at Super Dave?
I'm pretty sure.
This is a good time.
Running up in y'all.
I'm just saying, this is a good time to say, go get a prostate check. Go get your colonoscopy bag. go get a prostate check. It's the one cancer they can cure. You can definitely be a cancer survivor. Yeah, I did it.
Yeah. Rock, have you?
Yeah, it's It's something else. But you got to do it.
So the prostate, when you get the colonoscopy, they put you under. But the prostate, after I got mine, I felt like a rape victim, dog. I hated it, dog. I got in the car, and I looked in the mirror. I said, "You're a man. You're a man." I went home and took a victim shower, dog. I was just laying in the corner of the shower, rubbing my dog. I hated it so much, but.
I mean, I hated that part, but I hated the drinking the stuff.
And no, that's for the colonoscopy. Oh, I'm talking about just the prostate check when they whoop and then
Yes, and they want to talk. And the doctor I had want to talk sports while he's back there.
Dog, my doctor was not. My doctor was non-binary. So,
hey, Griff, when you got home and got your shower, did you use a loofah? Or an old raggedy rag from the shop.
I just let the water hit me, dog. I ain't even put it on no temperature, dog.
No, he looked like Isaiah and who was that? Lambeer after he lost to the Lakers back in the day, and they were in the shower together, just sitting down in the shower.
That's
how Griff looked.
Go get a prostate check. Anyway, OJ, talk about it.
So the world is actually divided. After his passing, some was kind of like, yo, that's sad, you know, rest in peace, you know, blah, blah, blah. But the other half of the world was like,
don't say it, man.
White that's people. What you get. Good. People, good riddance. That's white what people. Caitlin said. Good riddance.
Good riddance. And she killed two people.
But look, so I've been at three events where OJ was at, and he answered the people the same way at the three events, and I'll never forget. They was like, OJ, Juice, we love you, Heisman winner. And he was like, thank y'all. And as he kept walking, they was like, boo, murderer, we hate you so much. And he was like, thank y'all. Like he was who he was, dog, all the way to the end. I feel I don't know why people was calling me like he was Martin Luther King Jr. Like, you know, OJ died. I was at the airport.
But look how big the story was. I think we all remember this. 1994, game five of the NBA Finals. I think I was at my parents' room watching with my father, the Houston Rockets against the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, what broke in? The white Bronco. What was his name? Al Collins.
Al Collins. Yeah, Al Collins.
Yeah, driving the Bronco. Not speeding.
Doing 30 miles an hour. That was the whole doing. They could have walked next to him and was like, OJ, they could have just walked next to the car. OJ, you want to go out the car, OJ?
You had people pulling off on the side of the freeway. You had people
cheering with them
signs.
On.
Yeah,
they was on the bridges. Remember, they was on the bridges. They had signs. They knew he was coming down the I-10 or the 210. Mm-hmm. I can't remember which one he was on, but I had family members that ran out there. They told me they had pictures of him. You know, this was kind of always remember 90 real cell phones didn't really come out until 2000.
Oh yeah, we didn't have.
And you can take a picture.
Yeah, we didn't have
six. You know,
we didn't have social media. We didn't have social media.
Yeah, we had nothing.
We all sat there.
Great news.
We also watched that. We all sat there and watched that Bronco. I know I did. Watched the Bronco while watching the NBA because I had the NBA on a small screen.
Right. That's when that's when picture in picture had just came out. It was perfect.
Yep. It was perfect. But you had 90 minutes. Of them just trailing, these cops trailing the Bronco, the white Bronco. Didn't they say that OJ had a gun to his head?
Al said it. Remember, Al was like, I'm driving the Bronco. OJ has a gun to his head. So that's when they peeled off and just like, because remember, he eventually went through the neighborhoods and then he all the way went to the house where they arrested him.
Yeah.
Now, how many of y'all was like, yo, I want one of them Broncos. Like the Broncos said, that model of the Bronco.
Yeah, it was a really weird model because it was like a 87, an 88, like an 88 Bronco, right? Like it was really weird that, but I don't know if it was Al's car or OJ's car. It's like, why do OJ got an old Bronco?
It wasn't old then, back then.
But it was an 88 and 94.
In 94?
Yeah, it still was okay,
but I mean, everybody was a classic. It wasn't a classic yet.
Right.
But Bronco sales went up because of that. Everybody and their mom were trying to get a Bronco after that bad boy.
How'd you feel when you heard Rock that he died? What'd you say immediately? Or what was your first thought?
I was like, because we're so close to sports, we kind of knew that this day was coming because I knew about the prostate cancer. And I knew his body was getting frail. I was starting to hear a lot of the stories. So, but of course, when anyone passes away, especially if it's a celebrity, you at first you're kind of like, man, that's messed up. I didn't get sad. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, the people that I was really kind of concerned about, not really concerned, but his kids. You know, they're adults now. I mean, they're adults.
They are age.
But it took me back to when they were kids, when all this other stuff was happening.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the image of his kids as kids popped into my head. So I was kind of like, oh, man, I hope they're okay.
What about you, Super Dave, as soon as you found out?
As soon as I found out, what popped in my head was all I heard was his voice from Cedric the Entertainer from Barbershop. When they said, well, he said, OJ did it. OJ, you remember that scene in Barbershop? That's the only thing that popped in my head during that time. Now, I don't believe he did it because he wasn't found guilty.
Right.
But when I say that around white people, they want to shoot you. They want to kill you because they believe no doubt about it that he did it.
Well, that's because a couple things. White people was mad because they loved OJ so much. That was number one. They loved him. OJ Simpson was the black. I mean, think about it. He retired from the NFL in 79. He retired as the number two rusher of all time, just behind Jim Brown. Then in 85, he goes to the Hall of Fame. In between that, in the 81, he started doing movies. So now he's in Naked Gun and all these. He's the Hertz. Endorsement. Running through the airport. But OJ was different, man, because he was charming. He had a big smile, and he was smart. OJ was smart, dog. He done made dumb comments and dumb. They done pulled sound bites from him, but he wasn't a dumb dude. It was weird to watch ESPN say, and now let's go over the luxurious NFL career of OJ Simpson. I was like, wow, ESPN, when he died, huh? Okay. And then you forget how great he was until you go, oh yeah.
He was cold. As a football player,
especially, he was the first one to rush for 2,000 yards.
Absolutely.
In a 14-game season.
Yes.
14 games,
over 2,000 yards.
Listen, as a football player,
he only won one playoff game during his career. And I don't think he went to the playoffs that much with the Buffalo.
No, he didn't really have much help. He didn't have much help. He was the offense back then. You know what I'm saying? And they ran it kind of like Barry Sanders. When Barry Sanders was with the Lions, it was kind of that kind of situation. But, arguably one of the greatest running backs of all time.
Absolutely.
On the field. Can't take nothing from that at all. So,
Did he do it? Yes or no?
We don't know. I mean,
was found not guilty, dog. Okay. I'm going to say he didn't do it.
No, he didn't do it. So,
he was found not guilty by the same courts that illegally prosecute black men and illegally and turn tables when they know they shouldn't. And so, white folk found him not guilty. And then they was mad because white folk found him not guilty.
Where were y'all the year? I think it was 94 when that came down, when he was the Bronco chase. But then a year later, in 95.
In 95, I was listening intently on the radio. It was right before I started doing comedy in April of 95. So probably right, I was a courier. That's when they had couriers. I was a courier, so I had a big walkie-talkie thing in my car, right? And I'm listening to the court, and today is the hearing and Judge Ito and I was literally passing a jail in Maryland when in the car they said not guilty, and outside I could hear a jail go like it was a football game.
Because you, but because you know why?
We all was in jail and he was found not guilty. That's why.
We all look at it like this. When we found out that she was murdered, and who was the other guy? I forgot the other guy's name. But when they were both murdered, we said, there's no way a black man gonna get off. No matter how much money you got, it's no way he's gonna get past.
Yeah.
So when that verdict came down, we all feel like we won something as black people. Because we finally see something, we finally see a light that we can finally win something, win a case. You don't have to have all that money. And he had the great lawyers, and everybody got rich. Everybody got rich who was on this case. Everyone. How much would we know about Johnny Cochran? I mean, we wouldn't know him, right? Until that case.
Is Ronald Goldman.
Ronald Goldman. Yeah.
And here's all what nobody. So I knew I'm gonna just say this because I knew some policeman who was on the case. Mm-hmm. Ronald Goldman was a third or fourth degree black belt. That's number one. You don't want to get close to no black belt person. You not safe with a black belt person. If I can reach you or touch you, you lost like already.
Unless you got a gun or a knife. Go ahead.
Right. And then number two, I saw some images and the things that were done, Ronald Goldman's genitals was in his mouth, cut off and in his mouth. Who has time? So OJ wouldn't have. So that's what makes me always think it had to be some kind of drug, because this sound like it was done like a cartel hit. When we look at the cartel hits now, it seemed like it was one of those. But OJ would have had blood everywhere. Like, he ain't have a drop of blood on him, dog. Like, I believe he didn't do it, but I believe he knew who did it.
Yeah. I believe he knew who did it, but then years later, he ended up doing something stupid, trying to go get his memorabilia.
And went to jail for almost a decade. They gave him a hot nine. They gave him a hot nine, dog.
Said, okay, well,
and he got him.
And he know the cold part about that. OJ had, they were selling OJ memorabilia, and he went in and said, why is you selling my memorabilia? And then locked the door where they was at till the police came, and the police.
He has some goons with him, too. Yes,
well, I mean, yeah, they don't want to never say that.
And he was just trying to get his stuff back.
He just wanted to get. So it'd be like if you said, hey, these dudes is at the hotel with my stuff. Y'all come over here real quick. And me and Dave or me and Rock came. And then when we got there, you know, it wasn't all niceties. It was give me my stuff right now. And then the people said that he kidnapped him. He held him again. And the police was like, that's enough. Good. Yep. 9 years.
At some point, OJ had to know. You got off that first case. You won. You was found not guilty.
I would have left America, dog. I would have lived in Brazil. I would have lived in Brazil. I would have lived in Vietnam somewhere, dog. No way I would have been in it. Because I already know. They'd have caught me at a red light, and they'd have shot me in the face just at a red light. So
do y'all remember when they announced the verdict? They had cameras in classrooms. They had the black classrooms. Oh, yeah. They had the white classrooms. They had the black bars. Yeah. They had the white bars. And when they said not guilty, all the black folks went,
And all the white people was like this.
I told you, white people, you tried to be nice coming on the show today, but let's just be real. The blacks were loving this situation when he was found out guilty, but the whites, they still hate it to this day. If you tell them right now,
they was mad again. They was mad again when he died, just thinking about how mad they was.
On that note,
the last thing, he's going to be cremated, right?
Yeah.
I think it was the one thing we did here. Okay. Yeah. Would y'all want to be cremated, or would y'all want to just be buried?
Yeah, I want to be cremated for sure. That's in my will. Don't waste. So here's my thing about funerals and stuff, right? Cemeteries. I've never been to a cemetery outside of when somebody got put in the ground. Like, I ain't never been back and was like, oh, uncle, whoever. Like, I don't believe in my religion. I just, huh?
You don't go back to visit people's graves.
I don't. Yeah, cremate me. Have some awesome pictures and some videos playing at the funeral. And then let my kids all get a spoonful. And they can do what they want to with
it. Interesting way to
put it. I'm serious.
I am with you on. I want my funeral to be happy.
Yeah.
I want to be happy, have a good time, share happy, fun stories.
You are known from your laugh, right?
Yeah,
you're
man.
Known from your laugh. So, and I'm a comedian. Like, so I'm gonna have a, hopefully it'll be somewhere. If I die before my mama, she gonna cuss wherever it's at. So, and then all the comedians gonna wanna come talk and all the, so I just want some awesome videos. And no, I hate, dead people look like dead people. I don't care what nobody said. They go, oh, grandma looks so good. She looked like a dead person with some makeup on. And that's my last image of my grandma or whoever. And I can't shake that image for the rest of my life. So I don't want to traumatize nobody, my grandkids. No, just remember grandpa and dad, how he was. And let's tell some amazing stories.
I don't want to be, I want to be buried, but I don't want to be put in a casket. I want to, this new way of them doing things now where they can kind of, I guess, put you in a position where you're standing up or sitting in a chair.
Right,
people
right.
can come look at your weight. I want myself to be standing up, shirt off, so I can look at myself in the mirror one last time. And I'm giving y'all one last shot to look at me too.
They're gonna put you in
stick you in a high baby chair. And you're gonna have a bib on, and people gonna say, yes, it was.
They're gonna put hey.
Who's going to heaven?
Wait a minute. They're gonna put him in a casket like this size. Let's carry Super Dave into the church. Come on.
No. And then they're just gonna pass it. Look at Dave. You have to open it like this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, he looks so good.
No, he looks so good.
He looks so good. You look at
all of y'all go to hell.
Oh,
look at the little mama.
It is so funny. I give you that.
Hey, and then it's gonna get to his wife. He's gonna get to his wife real, and she gonna get it like, hey, he never married me anyway. I'm not even real. I'm just a stand-in.
I hate y'all. I really do.
Well, to the next story. Let's get into the WNBA draft, man. we're gonna give you our thoughts and opinions on that. That's next.
That's so good.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
All right, so WNBA draft went down. We all knew who was going to be the number one overall pick, Caitlin Clark out of Iowa. The Indiana Fever got her.
Yeah, had a little swag on her. Had
and
a little
rocking that Prada.
She had a nice little outfit. If you go to I Hate the Homies right now, you can see all of the, I think about 8 or 9 of the women. When you look at it, all I'm going to say is one of them. Just go to I Hate the Homies on Instagram.
Tell me what.
You pick up your phone right now, go to I Hate the Homies, look at the images of of all the women who won, and you tell me who don't belong in there. Somebody went with it. Are you looking at, it's the last post. It's the first post. And the first one is Caitlin.
Oh, that's the one I saw. I know the last one.
No. And then go like that.
I got it.
You swiping them through.
The tuxedo,
dog. Look, I was like, oh, man. I ain't know somebody who went to the prom.
That's fair, man. She went to Syracuse. She a hooper, dog. She can ball.
I bet she can, but I'm just saying, when you show all these women in Prada and all, nice, and then you then she dressed like she need a cummerbund to go to the prom.
That's fair, man. She doing her thing.
I was very happy with this look from Caitlyn. She had a little halter. I said, look at Caitlyn looking like a whole girl. I love it. Go ahead.
They came out.
Look so tomboyish.
They was dressed to impress, man. It was and it was sold out.
She killed him. What's huge. Her name? Killed him.
Oh, Angel Reese came to play. She came to play.
Ooh.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. So let's run down the top seven picks, man. Okay. Caitlin Clark went number one to the Indiana Fever. L.A. Sparks picked second. They got Cameron Brink, 6'4".
What do you think about that? Tell me.
Oh, I knew she. No. Yeah, she was going to be number two all the whole time. She was number two. Yeah, she went out of Stanford. She get a chance to stay home. She's from Cali. Camila Cardoso from the
South Carolina
champion, South Carolina. She's
and from
went
Brazil.
To the Chicago Sky from Brazil. Yeah. Y'all didn't know that, did you?
That's that big giant lady.
Yeah, I saw her mama yesterday.
They call her Killer Camila. Pie.
Oh my God.
Oh, for real? Yeah. How about that? Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah, Rakia Jackson went number four to the Sparks. JC Sheldon.
That's white that. That's the little white girl from Ohio State, right?
She went to the Dallas Wings. Aaliyah Edwards out of UConn went to the Washington Mystics. And the seventh pick, Angel Reese, went to Chicago Sky. So Angel and Camila
get to be together. Why do you think she went so low, Angel? You like that order? I mean, you know it better than us. You like that one through seven?
Yeah, I actually predicted Angel to go number seven. Actually, here's why, man. Like, Angel.
Let's vet him on that, man. Quit letting him get away with that stuff. Come on, Griff. Come on.
I've been saying Angel's going to go 6 or 7 the whole time. I've been saying it. I don't know where you been.
What you say, Griff?
Maybe, maybe on Ricky Smiley and you on there Monday through Friday and you got to do sports twice a day. So 10 times a week, dog, you might have said a whole bunch of stuff, but I'm just counting on episodes of I Hate the Homies. I ain't never heard you say Angel Reese don't go nothing. I don't think we ever talked about where they gonna go.
Yeah, maybe I'm not. All I say, I've said it. If it was on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, that's where it was.
Super Dave, with you more than me. I'm just saying. You stop casually saying it like
that's all. Just come on, man.
I ain't got to make no big huge announcement. I said it is what it is.
Okay, why did she go seven?
Let me answer your question.
Why did she go
seven? So, Angel Reese she's been playing out of her position her whole college career, especially at LSU. Oh. She's not a post player, but she happens to be one of the taller players on the roster, so she had to play the five and the four a lot. She's really a true three. She's a small forward.
So,
in the WNBA, she ain't going to play no post. She ain't going to play the five in the WNBA. Yeah.
Is she too small?
She's 6'3". Yeah, so she can play it, but not in the WNBA. It's not going to be her main position. So Angel Reese is a solid player. She's a dog. There's a few things that she still got to improve on when it comes to on that next level.
Okay.
She got to develop that 10 to 15 foot consistent J, because she ain't going to be able to get all them layups up under the goal, because she's not going to be playing against them post players. Ain't going to let that happen.
Right.
You follow me? Coming out of high school, going into college, she was considered a big guard. Like, she handled the ball. Mm. She brought the ball up the court a lot. So, all the players that got picked in front of her are more of.
That's the position they really play.
Yeah, and it also fits. It fit that type of player, fits the organization they got drafted to. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So all the other teams that picked before Angel Reese, they really did. They already had those positions full. The Chicago Sky is like, look, we picked Camila, who's our big. We need a post player. She's like 6'7".
Yeah. All right.
So now, okay, Angel, now we can draft you, and you can play your real. Three, you could be
right,
a small
and then
forward.
You could, and we already got a point guard and a shooting guard. You come in, yeah, got it. Okay, that makes sense.
Kennedy Carter is one of the coldest basketball players out there. She's been out of the league for the last year and a half, though. That's a whole nother conversation, but she comes.
Why?
I still don't know, man. I think a couple things happened when she was with the Atlanta Dream between her and another player. They got into a little altercation. She got, you know, dismissed from the team. I think the league. I think the league kind of, you know, punished her for a little bit. Then she ended up signing with the Los Angeles Sparks. And she wasn't really playing a lot. Still don't know why. And then last year, she sat out the whole entire year. She didn't even play last year. So now she's back with the Chicago Sky this year.
Question. Remember that girl that was hella good? I think she went to UConn. Then she got dude out of jail, and she ain't played ever again.
Maya Moore.
She's still nothing?
She's still retired, right? She officially retired this year.
Okay.
That was Caitlin Clark. That was her hero, right?
Yep. Hero,
Maya was whoo.
Look, if Maya wouldn't have quit playing, she would still be winning championships.
Still be.
That girl was cold.
I think the biggest surprise to me on a Monday night, I was actually sitting there watching the beginning of the WNBA draft.
Right.
I've never done that.
Well, I was excited. I was watching it too because I think next year, this time, we're going to be looking for Rock's daughter. Right? I was like really vested. Like, okay, they got hella rounds and then they knock them. I was like, man, Rock's daughter going to be here next year. That's going to be crazy. Like, that's cool.
It was kind of dope to see a few of the former Ivy League players get drafted in the third round.
Yeah,
Mackenzie Forbes, who is now, she just finished up at USC, but she was actually Harmony's teammate at Harvard the last 2 years. She got drafted, and then Abby Shu out of Columbia got drafted as well. So it's dope, man, that the Ivy Leagues are.
Dog, we got to go to the draft next year, dog. If you're done.
I'm there.
Yeah, I already know.
Let's go.
We got to go.
And I know the one thing that Rock, he did say this, bro. And let's go back over this. I think you pulled this up. No, hold on. This, when you said they were going to pay her a lot of money.
Let's go over that. On ESPN, let me not lie on ESPN because somebody posted it and I put it in my story. So let me be exact. Here we go. On Mark Lamont Hill's IG page, he puts Caitlin's everything. So it said Caitlin Clark, number one overall pick, rookie contract, 4 years, $338,056. 2024, she gonna get $76,500. 2025, $78,000. 2026, $85,800. And in 2027, $97,000. So in 4 years, she's gonna make $338,000 after taxes. That's right around $160,000. For her whole rookie contract. Now, yes, I know she's going to be State Farm and she's going to be Gatorade and she's going to be Nike and she's going to get her money the other way. But the WNBA cannot expect people to be like, ooh, I can't wait to go to the WNBA so I can make $50,000 after taxes, which is no money. It's no money.
And it's unfortunate.
It sucks. And now you understand why people got to play overseas so they can get $2-3 million a season. But then even the overseas people want to be in the WNBA. So I don't understand how they're going to be able to fix that because, Caitlin Clark made more money for Iowa in one game than she did for her whole 4 years.
Yeah. So yeah, the contract is whack. You're right. Whack. So here's how they remix that. And this is just my opinion. I don't know exactly specifically, but here's some ways that they kind of remix players like Caitlin Clark from the league perspective. So here's your regular contract. Griff, you just ran down that. You're going to be one of the faces of WNBA. You already have your current endorsement deals. We're going to, as the WNBA league, going to get you more endorsement deals, okay? Then you got the jersey sales, ticket sales, and stuff like that. She's a pro now, so she's going to get a percentage of her jersey sales.
Good.
They're going to act as an another agent for her to make sure she earns more money from the league through endorsement deals and opportunity and being the face of the WNBA. So I don't know all the details about how that works, but I'm almost positive that the WNBA is going to make sure is that Caitlin Clark gets the money that she deserves outside of that raggedy contract that all the players get, if that makes sense. Bro.
Okay, but that's what I argued about a few weeks ago when you kept saying that they were going to find a way on her contract to make a whole bunch of money.
He's talking about on that. So the bottom line, I was watching Angel McCart. What's her name? Remember, she used to play for the Dream. Angel McCourtney? McCarthy?
Yeah, McCarthy. Yeah.
Yes. She was like, I want to come back to the league, but all they're going to give me is $77,000 as a veteran, and exactly. I just made $500,000 doing this movie, and it's hard to be in love with something that you got two knee injuries in, and they don't pay you. Like, I mean.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I don't know.
I understand what you're saying, Griff, but the whole point is we're asking the NBA, the WNBA to pay them. But where's the money coming from?
I knew you was going to say that. You always say that.
Whole thing is we got all this hype. Yeah, we got all the hype that we saw in women's college basketball. Well, let's see what happens when Caitlin and all these other players, Angela, all of them come to the WNBA.
Why the NCAA can't come off some money, though, Super Dave? Why the NCAA? You think $338,000 ain't nothing from what they made per game, per TV, per...
But what are you asking from the NCAA?
I mean, come up off some bread so we can pay some of this WNBA money.
Now they have that because they have the NIL, right? So that's done. And they get a scholarship. I'm not even looking to that part. I'm talking about the WNBA. Until we start going and putting money, our money, into that league, then the women can get paid.
I'm going to some Indiana games.
That's already happening. It is improving. Like the WNBA is expanding into they're adding a 13th franchise next year in Golden State. Guess who's going to own
that franchise? Oh, they're getting the team in San Francisco?
Mm-hmm. Guess who's going to own that franchise?
The Golden State Warriors.
Oh, okay.
So here, all this new ownership of the WNBA teams is going to shift to the NBA.
Which means when you have an NBA game, you can also get...
Well, that's going to be more money. That's going to be more money added. So they're going to... They're getting there. And there's ways, and you're right, Dave. You know, the ticket sales going to help increase that. The attendance is going to help increase that.
We got to help increase that. All the hype that we gave women basketball in college, if we can't transfer that to the WNBA, it won't matter. It's going to get lost again, right?
Attendance picked up last year in the WNBA.
Yeah, but this year in women basketball in college was special. I'm 52. I ain't never really cared about it, like ever. But you know why?
Because
of Rock.
But I'm saying a 2-year run. They had a 2-year great run where it was really evil, good against evil. When they look at Caitlin Clark in that team, it was nothing but a lot of white girls on the team. Let's just be real.
Right.
They fell in love with Caitlin Clark in that team. What was LSU? It was nothing but sisters, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how they look at it. And they looked at that team as evil. I forgot what some reporter called them a couple weeks ago. He said something about some debutantes. I don't know if y'all saw the story. But he criticized them when they were playing. I forgot who they were playing. But he criticized them. LSU didn't like it. But I'm saying that's the way we look at it. It became a story.
That storyline, that was a great storyline. But the story arc, but I mean, then you got Ohio State. that was really balling. Then you got Stanford. Then you got the little girl at USC. Like, I was really watching female basketball. I was watching the college female college basketball, and I ain't never been that vested in it.
Yeah. No, man, it ain't going nowhere anytime soon because there's a bunch of young dogs.
Well, how do you make me and Dave the same people go? You know what? Man,
because you want to see, because you want
to WNBA boy, so and so is killing them with the wings. You see the Chicago Sky last night? Like, how are we going to
get Rock? I'm just telling
you're gonna want to watch WNBA games because you want to see those same players you fell in love with in college. How are they going to perform on the next level? That's why you're going to stay and watch.
But you know how people. It ain't not us three, but you know how people. Don't watch college football, but they love NFL.
Yeah.
Which is the weirdest thing. So you just get a running back that you don't know nothing about. I mean, go ahead.
Caitlin's going to have a following, period. People that love Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, and she in the Midwest. So they ain't got to go far. It's a straight over.
But in order to keep this motor going, on this car that's moving now for college to the WNBA, they gotta be able to create some more events, some more storylines for us to be attracted to, for us to really stay. I'm talking about the WNBA. You have a daughter that's playing, so you were involved. You've been invested for a long time. But somebody like me,
girl, she was a kid.
I've never watched a WNBA draft. Never.
Right. I ain't never watched one either, dog. Oh. And I was on my phone like this. When they getting where Angel at? Like, I was really.
when the season tips off next month, are y'all gonna be watching WNBA games? Are you gonna watch Caitlin and Angel? Are you gonna be watching them see how they're gonna perform on the next level?
No,
yes or
I'm
no?
not. I'm just
what, what you month do they play? What month do they start?
They kick off next month.
They start May 14th.
Yes, sir.
I'll watch a few games.
Your curiosity is
I want to see,
I wanna
how they
see can
do.
They play on the next level. Absolutely. Yeah.
But just like Absolutely. In radio or anything else, or just like in TV, you have one or two games to attract somebody like Griff or my attention.
True.
And if you don't, we're going away from the WNBA and going away from and really from women's college basketball. It was a storyline there.
I mean, that keep it real with yourself. Who's watching the UFL?
I'm not watching it. Exactly.
I drove past the stadium the other day and the Renegades were playing. And man, there's about 10 cars in the parking lot. I'm like,
okay. I'm just telling you. We like what we like.
I hear the marching band playing from outside that ring. I'm like, oh, they must be cooking in there. I said, well, wait a minute, where are the cars at?
Yeah. We like what we like.
I have to say, watching your daughter and following her in the Ivy League and watching your excitement and how you know how you know all the players, a couple dozen players casually because they all grew up with your daughter. You are my magnet to women basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to watch. This year, I'm going to make Dave, let's just say out loud on the podcast, we're going to watch some games. Now, if it turn up into the layup show.
And that's what it is. Don't sit up here and say, it's not great basketball.
If it turn into the layup show, dog,
I watched the men. I watched UConn play the other night. And I watched, and I'm not a big UConn fan. I'm not anybody's fan right now. But you could tell the difference between the men and the women, the way they play. It's a more crisp NBA, not NBA, but a college game when you're watching the men play. It's kind of sloppy when you're watching the women play. Not all of them, but it is kind of sloppy, and it's a bunch of layups. If you like that, that's fine. I'm not that kind of person.
Look at Rock trying to find the words because his daughter play. And he done been to so many games. Like, we ain't been to – Well, I've probably been to 5 Atlanta Dream games, but I ain't been nowhere else though. Like, they was all in Atlanta.
Now look, this is where the comparison kind of stops. Of course, in men's basketball, you're gonna get the alley oop. She's gonna get the slam dunk. She's gonna get the fast break and all the rock the cradle, boom, all that stuff. Of course. I mean, that's exciting. But outside of that, these women are balling. Like, you got some with the handles. You got some with the no-look passes. You got some that shoot lights out from three just as good as the men. You know what I'm saying?
And you got
I think women, until the tournament time and until playoff time in the NBA, I think women play harder the whole season.
I'm watching it.
They go hard every single game.
You sell me, dog.
You know what I'm saying? So, listen, man, it's the women's game is here.
You could go to the game 5 minutes into the game and sit in the front for $7 at any W.
That's changing too, depending on where the franchise. Yeah.
Because them Indiana Clark games, they said that whole first month is sold out already.
Man, but now, I'm just saying, make sure they generate, make sure they stay, keep order, keep this car moving because they got some momentum.
Who is that?
Look at this. We live on a podcast.
I'm a pistol.
You hear that voice I had changed to the father. Yeah, who is that?
Who's that?
My dog barking. Shut up. Go to the next door.
So let's go ahead and shift this. We're talking about women and everything in sports. We all know women in basketball have been on the up and up according to emerging star players that we're talking about right now. And former WNBA point guard Lindsay Harding is auditioning for the coaching position for the Charlotte Hornets. And some people are not too happy about it, specifically rapper Mace. Is not thrilled about an idea of a woman leading a professional men's basketball squad. We're going to get into that next.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You ready, Mace?
Party people in the place to be. Uh-huh. It's about that time for us to.
Yeah, what you know about going out? Head west, red legs, TVs all up in the headrest. Try and live it up, rock jewel, pick a truck, peace all glittered up. Stick a kid, nigga, what? Jig with a cut, sip crisp, spit it up. Hoes rock, get your nut till I can't get it up. I'm a big man, get this man room. I done hit everything from Cancun.
I ain't got a problem with it. I actually look, maybe because I'm real close to women's sports and women's basketball, whatever. But you got so many great Nancy Lieberman and Becky Hammon, who's now the coach of Las Vegas Aces, but she was mentored by Greg Popovich, Pops, with San Antonio Spurs.
She was assistant coach
with the Spurs.
Yeah, there's a long time.
There's a slew of women assistant coaches currently in the NBA. So,
yeah, but if I'm a Hornet fan, I'm saying you could let somebody with Down syndrome coach the team. They're horrible right now. So, I mean, man, look, woman, here's the bottom line. Are you going to be better by the person we put at the coaching position? Will you be better? Will you be a better team? Will they come around? Because, I mean, I'll tell you like this. I had a female drill sergeant during basic training. Mm-hmm. And nobody was like, she a female drill sergeant? She was a whole drill sergeant. You know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't. Not one day was we like, I think one day we got way too comfortable and was like, hey, drill sergeant. but overall, she got the job done. And she wasn't just a drill sergeant to women. She, like, I think that's important to say that you don't have to be same sex in nothing. And we need to get that old 1940s mentality out of our mind, because a woman can coach men. I think I had a, did I have a woman? No, not back then. But just my drill sergeant story is the only one.
On your track team? When you ran track?
When I was fast.
Yeah.
Like that picture. You in that jogging suit.
fact, dog.
What color was it? What color was it, Greg?
He loved it. No, y'all laughing at.
Griff was fast, dog, back in the day, Shaq.
See, you always dogging me out. I believe you during that time, bro. I can't believe you. When you said that about you running track, you remember that?
I was fast, dog.
Let's just be real. No woman can lead a man in any kind of sport. When it's football,
wow.
I mean, I'm just being real with you. I wouldn't want a woman leading me. She doesn't know anything. It's too much.
Super Dave. That is Super Dave talking right there.
No,
Super Dave.
I'm just telling you, in a sports like a sport like football or basketball,
where so much testosterone in the room,
so much money, do you think some of those men are gonna live? They respect a woman. I'm not saying that. You can respect her. But as far as being my head coach,
well, I think a woman coaching men is going to be here for the, you just a raggedy female. You don't know. They here for all that. But when they get back in your face and go, what that got to do with your jump shot? What that got to do with your defense?
And then I get back in her face and she starts crying like a woman because they're emotional. A head coach wouldn't do that. No, come on. No. A man wouldn't do that. You get back in his face, you might be going blow to blow with this guy, right?
Let me tell you something, bro. I don't know if you played.
I don't know what kind of women you play competitive around.
Sports. I don't know if you ever played competitive sports on a high level, but there's a mental side of this game, even on a women's side. Like, it takes a special mind to be able to handle and deal with what you're talking about, the example that you just used. Like, the type of women that would get the opportunity
to
head coach. Man, they ain't no – they ain't, come on, man. They don't care about – they don't wear their heart on their sleeves. They can trust me.
Don Staley right now, if you were a general manager or a president –
I would hire her. I would hire her as a head coach in the NBA. Yes, I would.
I'm going to give you an example. Would you hire her?
Why wouldn't you, though? But why wouldn't you, though? I want to say like this, Super Dave – yeah, okay, I'm a GM. I'm looking at my coaching prospects. Here's Dawn Staley, three-time champion, Olympic gold medalist.
In what? Champion. In what? What is she?
Basketball.
Basketball. No, on
in women's basketball.
It's still so basketball on a high level.
Go ahead, finish. Finish. You just said that. Go ahead, girl, finish.
Wow. I just never heard nobody be so male chauvinistic. I know they be out here, but
I can't say what I really want to say.
I know, and that's why I'm like, so I'm looking at my prospects. I got Super Dave, who was an assistant coach with the Raptors in 99. I got Rock T, who went to the playoffs but then got fired. And here go Dawn Staley with all these championships, and she done lost eight games or something in the last three seasons.
In women's 2024?
No, 2024 with the non-binary? Why not give her a chance? We already suck. Don't forget, see?
And how many guys you going to lose in that locker room? Because it's not just me. You have other guys, all that testosterone in the locker room.
First of all, we suck as a team. If I got to go, if I'm writing down lists of coaching prospects, I think everybody need a change. I think we all need a change. That's clear.
But that's why not? That's the problem with the world today. That's why you have, what was the picture you showed me? You got guys dressing so soft now. You got women dressing like guys now, being hard. That's the problem. We accepting everything. And I'm not ready to accept a woman lead my football team or basketball team or baseball team. I'm not. And why are you covering up, Rock? If I'm in the locker room, no, they shouldn't. They should be at home, barefoot, and pregnant in the kitchen.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. That's the end of the show.
You a fool right there talking that bull crap.
Man, my mama would beat you up. You know, my mama is probably about
bring him on.
16 and 7 with dudes.
He's saying that for clickbait. That's all that is.
I ain't saying that for clickbait. No. I just remember.
If that's your way of trying to get thousands of more people to listen to I Hate the Homie, doggone it, you probably just did it right there. But I disagree with what you just said, man. If you got an amazing, sharp, winning basketball mind.
I want that lady who just retired from college.
Oh, you talking about Tara Vanderveer for Stanford?
I would love for her to come in to Charlotte.
You got these basketball minds.
Yeah, it's about the IQ. It ain't about the
job. We're not asking Dawn Staley to step on the court and play point guard for the New York Knicks. We asking Dawn Staley to come in with her basketball mind and her basketball knowledge to switch it up and say, hey, and show us something that you never know.
That maybe we miss. And then never forget, women's perspectives be always, see, that's the problem.
Rocky,
women come in and fix. And what woman don't know how to talk to a man? And here you have a coach, man. I got Dawn Staley, and we working on having Dawn Staley on the podcast still. So I can't wait to ask her, are you ready to be an NBA coach? I would like to hear what she has to say.
It's Rock, all play, X's and O's.
You play Major League Baseball, right?
I made the Double A.
I just bought the show for the PlayStation. I'm in the Double A right now. I'm a pitcher for Harrisburg.
Come on with it, dog.
Guess what? And guess what? Double A is Major League. And Triple A is too. If you made it to the Double A, Rock, you was almost right. You was in the Major League.
Let's talk. What's your question?
In that same locker room with your Double A team, and you knew the guys then. If a woman came in there to be y'all manager, not head coach, manager
today or back then,
even today, even the guys you knew back then,
is different, dog. You got it. You just said everybody can be what they want to be, and
we know how you accept it. How would they accept? You know men in locker rooms. You know that.
You asking me, so I'm gonna give you my answer. I don't prejudge nobody because I may learn something from this female coach. She may be an all-star in softball and whatever. She came in and she want to be able to add something to our game. I'm going to listen. Now, if after she share what she has to share and I'm not learning anything,
and
I'm like,
okay,
she ain't adding no, if she add no value, okay, well, then I'll express my opinion like, I don't know. But she may share something that I didn't even know. I'm like, oh, you know what? I wasn't even thinking about that. That's dope. I'm adding that to my
game.
That's
the women's perspective. That's what women do to men. They go, you know what? I know you got it all together, but what about this? And you go, man, and people say, I see you with your wife or your girlfriend and change. Like, women see the things we don't see because we be so hyper-focused on the thing. Whatever the thing is, men are super sensitive and focused to that thing where women have an outside look and say, they be real casual. Why you ain't never tried this? And you go, my wife told me the other day to try this, and it worked. Like,
so now when I go into my locker room now, after me being with my wife, now I got to hear the same words from my head coach when he says, or when she says, can we talk? Those are three words we don't want to hear from a woman. Now we got to hear that in the locker room.
You are the funniest dude in podcast history, Dave.
We got to hear that.
I'm in the show on I'm Not a Male Chauvinist. And
the one thing you can learn from the woman is learn how to cook.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to I Hate the Homies podcast. And you just
please come back next week.
I know we had Bronny James, but we can end that real quick. He sucks. Now we can go close the show.
Yeah, actually, you are right about that. There's nothing else to talk about. 4.8.
Yeah, I know we're gonna get into that, but we ain't gotta make a long segment.
Bronny James does not suck. We'll talk about that next week.
Okay.
For what?
He's not ready for the NBA.
Okay, that's all. But he's
ready for college. He wasn't ready for USC.
Thank you.
Dude just had a heart. He almost died, though. He had a cardiac arrest.
Get him a woman's coach that feels sorry for him. I'm not that coach.
That was good, dog. That was good. All right, man.
I hate the homies. We out, man. I mean, Rock Tease is who I be.
It's your boy Griff, and I hope only dudes listen to this episode because we're gonna lose some amazing
you just ran all our women off today.
Jeez, come back. He sometimes he feel like this, and sometimes he don't feel as much as this. Today he was all the way feeling like this, but sometimes he be scaling it back, and I hate the humps.
And this is your boy Super Dave. I love you, women. Well, stay in your lane. Peace out.
What are we gonna do with him, Griff?
I don't know.
Deuces!
I hate the homies.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.